Grace be yours and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen again to the first part of our second lesson recorded in 1 Corinthians. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, and not the wisdom of this age, or the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden, and that God destined for our glory before time began. This is God's Word. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. What do you think was the most popular newborn girl's name in 2013? Well, if you peeked at your outline, you know that the answer is Sophia. I wonder how many of the parents who use that name know that Sophia is the Greek word that means wisdom. The Apostle Paul writes much about Sophia in our second lesson for today. The Apostle wrote to the believers, the Greek believers living in Achaia, because they were well acquainted with wisdom, and so his words would have meaning for them. But he pointed out to them that what he would be talking to them about was not what they were used to hearing. They were quite used to hearing wisdom every day there in Corinth and in nearby Athens. But it was the wisdom of their age. It was the wisdom of the thinkers and of the philosophers of their age. This wisdom of men, of course, wrongly centered on man and the false idea that spiritual knowledge comes from inside of man, from inside of his own heart, rather than from some outside source. The Apostle shared a great wisdom with them when he had visited them and established the congregation on his second missionary journey. And now, on his third missionary journey, the Apostle writes to them again about that greater wisdom, that genuine wisdom that far exceeds the wisdom of man that focuses on self. And so listen as Paul describes the essence of genuine wisdom. We see, first of all, that genuine wisdom is revealed by the Holy Spirit. And secondly, that genuine wisdom results in our salvation. Real wisdom, genuine wisdom, is the wisdom of God. Paul had told the Corinthians, "I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." That is the real, genuine wisdom. That Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, suffered and died on the cross under our sins and their guilt. That our Savior, Jesus Christ, redeemed us, lost, and condemned creatures, not with gold or silver, but with His holy, precious blood, and with His innocent suffering and death. That wisdom of God, that genuine wisdom, is unalterable by time. And it is unknowable to natural man. Paul wrote, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him." The essence of genuine wisdom, Sophia, is not that it comes from inside of my sinful heart, but it is revealed to me by the Holy Spirit. It is revealed in the Word of God, particularly the Gospel. Paul writes, God has revealed it by the Holy Spirit. And that makes wisdom, genuine wisdom, spiritual, not material. That makes genuine wisdom of God and not of man. Genuine wisdom is the wisdom of God revealed by God for saving faith in God. Genuine wisdom is from God, by God, and for God from first to last. It is ours by saving faith. This wisdom stands in stark contrast with the wisdom of the age, really wisdom of any age, that is changeable, that is weak, that doesn't have really much of a foundation, because it comes from the thoughts and is expressed in the words of men. Many still today wrongly believe that spiritual truth comes from inside of me rather than from out here. And that is the operating delusion of those who say, oh, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. What they mean is any idea of God, any idea of sin, any idea of any necessity to be saved from sin or how that might take place comes from my own thoughts, from my own heart. But Paul says rather to the mature, to those who were mature in their knowledge and in their faith and in their understanding by the Spirit, they were the believers who saw through that wisdom of the age, who saw through that human wisdom of the great thinkers and philosophers that appear, different ones in every age. They saw through that changing wisdom of the age and of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. They recognized that genuine wisdom, the Holy Spirit reveals in the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Now this source, the Holy Spirit, makes God's secret wisdom a wisdom that has been hidden until the Spirit reveals it, reliable, because it's the truth that God speaks. Have you ever heard the expression, consider the source, when you're trying to decide if something that you've heard is true or not? Consider the source. If the source of what has been said knows what they're talking about, then we know what they say is reliable. If they don't know about of what they speak, then it isn't reliable, and you shouldn't pay any attention to it at all. The essence of genuine wisdom is that the Holy Spirit, God, reveals it. Therefore, it is reliable. It is true. It is unchangeable. It is powerful because it is the Word of God. The truth of God is revealed only by God, the Holy Spirit. And therefore, like the wisdom of men, it is not subject to change. It is not subject to error. It is not subject to the subjectivity of sinful man who has decided that something is true or not. Rather, the Holy Spirit reveals in His Word. Paul wrote, we have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what He has freely given us. And Paul uses a comparison here. He said, only man understands what it is to be a man. There he's talking about human beings. Well, let's expand that to men and women. In order to understand what it's like to be a man, to know the hidden secret things of a man's thoughts, you have to be a man. In order to know the hidden and secret thoughts of a woman, you have to be a woman. And so Paul says, just like a man knows the thoughts and things of man, so only God knows the thoughts and hidden things of God. The Holy Spirit is God. He knows those things. He knows everything there is to know about God because He is God. He knows God's qualities. He knows God's will. He knows God's plans. And in the Word, He reveals those things to us so that we can understand by His power what God has prepared for those who love Him. God the Holy Spirit has revealed by His grace to us the hidden things of God that involve our salvation. The essence of genuine wisdom is that it results in our salvation. No human wisdom, no wisdom of man, no wisdom written in human words, that is, that give human thoughts and human ideas that come from human subjectivity or human ideas. None of those human things have anything to do with our salvation. But it is the revelation of the Holy Spirit of the wisdom of God, Jesus Christ, that has given us our salvation. Because they are not words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. And again, to repeat, we said, human wisdom taught in human words is subject to change, subject to error, subject to subjectivity. Not reliable at all. Should be avoided completely in matters of our salvation. But on the other hand, the wisdom of God comes by the Holy Spirit. He teaches us in spiritual words. That is, words that come from Him. Words that reveal His mind and His plans and His qualities as our God. He expresses spiritual truths in those spiritual words. Words like redemption, forgiveness, salvation, justification, sanctification, conversion, and the like. In other words, all the building blocks of our salvation. All the words that by the power of God keep us in the saving faith to which God called us by His Word in the sacraments. And faith comes from hearing that message which the Spirit reveals. Because these words result in our salvation, there is no need to dress them up. One commentator made the comparison of trying to dress up God's Word to make it more effective, to try to dress up God's Word so that people would find it more attractive and more desirable to believe, as taking a bar of pure gold and covering it in cheap tinsel, as if that somehow is going to make it more beautiful. Paul, earlier in this letter, had reminded the Corinthians that he hadn't come to them with eloquence or superior wisdom. He had not come to them with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might rest, not rest on man's wisdom, but on God's power. You and I rely on that genuine wisdom of Jesus Christ and Him crucified and risen again for the result of our salvation. And so we don't need to try to dress it up with rhetorical tricks. We don't need to set it among gimmicky window dressing so that people will find it more palatable, more attractive, and so it'll make more sense so that I can believe it when just preaching the simple truths of sin and grace is what the Holy Spirit uses to save us. It wasn't God's plan to use human wisdom and wise and persuasive words or eloquence and superior wisdom as a way to save us. It was His purpose through that genuine wisdom. Paul later says that Jesus Christ is the power and the wisdom of God. It is hidden from natural man. It is a secret from eternity in God's mind and in God's plan to save us. But now that secret's out of the bag. That secret is no longer hidden. That secret has now been declared to the whole world in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And in you and in me who share that genuine, that real wisdom of God that results in our salvation. A wisdom that was destined for our glory before time began. The gospel of Jesus Christ was destined for our glory in forgiveness and salvation even from eternity before time began. And then the Holy Spirit, through the gospel, revealed that glory in time for all men to hear and to see their Savior Jesus. And because through that word, revealed by the Holy Spirit, God has given us the understanding of what God has done for us, because He has deeply loved us in Christ. And that will keep us in glory and joy for all eternity, even after time ceases. Amen.